Hallelujah.
Love Hope Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to be prayed up. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, don't forget to pray. Do not fail to pray. There is power in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, and Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name on today, God. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your power. We thank you for your hand upon our lives. And Lord, we are coming to you, hallelujah. Father God, just seeking your face, God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you walk with us through the storm, through the fire, through the flood, through the valley, God. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what we're going through, Lord, that you are there, oh God, and that you continue, Father God, hallelujah, to be the lifter of our heads. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today, God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, God. I thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries and every woman that is a part of that church family, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, and I praise you, Father God, for all of my women friends on Facebook, God. Those, Father God, who I know and those who I do not know, God. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, Father God, for women everywhere, God. Lord, even now, Father God, as we as women, Father God, carry a special burden, Father God, you have created us to be nurturers. You have created us to be mothers. You have created us, Father God, hallelujah, to be caregivers, God. I pray, Father God, for my sisters, Father God, that you, Father God, will continue, Father God, to even, Father God, pour back into us as we have poured out into others, God. Pour back into my sisters, God, as they have poured out into the lives of others, as they have poured out into the lives of their children and their grandchildren, God, as they have poured out into the lives of their husbands and Father God, their significant others, Father God, those men that you have placed in their lives that they may or may not marry, God, Lord. I pray, Father God, right now for every woman, Father God, that is feeling discouraged on today. I pray for every woman, Father God, that's feeling weary and tired in her body, God, Lord. I thank you for your word in the book of Galatians 6 and 9 that tells us not to grow weary in well-doing, Father God, but to continue, Father God, to sow unto the things of the Spirit, because in due season, you said in your word, we will reap if we faint not, God. So, Lord, just thank you for keeping, Father God, each and every woman, God, keeping our minds stayed on you. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us, Lord, to continue to sow into the things of the Spirit. Help us, Lord, to continue to pray, continue to read our Bibles. Help us to continue, Father God, hallelujah, to fast. Help us to continue to hold on in faith, oh God, to the words that you have spoken to our hearts, to the words that you have spoken through your Bible, to the words that you have spoken through the preacher. Help us to hold on to the words that you have spoken through the prophets, oh God. Help us, oh God, hallelujah, not to, hallelujah, look to the left and not to look to the right. Help us, oh God, hallelujah, to keep our minds stayed on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we need you on today, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for, Father God, the great move, God. Thank you for the shift in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you are walking with us and talking with us. God, you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, but that you are always with us. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, and we worship you, Lord. We come, Father God, standing in the gap for our sisters in the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. We come standing in the gap. I come standing in the gap for the daughters that you have given me in New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Standing in the gap for the daughters of Abraham, the royal priesthood, the queens, Father God, that you have set in that place, oh God, over at 1462 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, God. Lord, I stand in the gap for each and every woman, Father God, that you have assigned to that house, God. For each and every woman, God, hallelujah, that you would strengthen every woman, God, in the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, that you will strengthen every female that hears this prayer. God, we come praying for women specifically on today, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you know the burdens that we carry. You said, come to me, all who are weary, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, you know the burdens that we carry. You know, Lord, the troubles that we face. God, but Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that you never put any more on us than we are able to handle, God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are yoke-breaking, yoke-destroying, burden carrying Savior. You are our Lord and you are our Savior. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, oh God. And Lord, we continue to look towards the hills from where our help comes, from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from the Lord. Lord, we trust you. When we cannot trace you, we trust you, Lord. When we cannot see you, we trust you, Lord. When we cannot figure out, God, which way to go and what to do, God, we continue to trust in you. We continue, Lord, hallelujah, to trust you, God, leaning not onto our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledging you, God, knowing, Lord, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing, Lord, hallelujah, that you are all in all. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our bright and morning star. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are, hallelujah, the one that we can look to when everything looks dreary, when everything looks hopeless, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our hope against all hope, and that we can continue to believe in you, and we can continue to trust in you, and we can continue, Father God, to lean on you. We can continue to put our cares on you, God, because you will never leave us, and you will never forsake us. You will never drop the ball on us. You will never let us down, even though people may disappoint us, oh God, and people may drop the ball on us, God, and people may not understand us. And Lord, we don't have solutions, and people don't have answers for us. But Lord, we thank you today that you are the answer to our prayers. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. I ask that you fill every woman right now with fresh power, fresh anointing right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. How? Oh, God, we thank you. I thank you for healing right now, God. Heal every woman, God. Every woman, Father God. Some are heavy-hearted today, God. Some, Father God, are weary. Some are burdened down, God. Some women, Father God, hallelujah, have concerns right now for their family members. Some are concerned about their sisters. Some are concerned about their brothers on today, God. Some are concerned about their mothers. Some are concerned about their fathers on today. Some are concerned about their children today, God. Some of the women under the sound of my voice are concerned about their grandchildren, God. I pray for women everywhere right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would destroy the yoke, that you, Father God, would lighten the load in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would heal the brokenhearted on today, God. Some women, there's somebody today, God, and their heart is heavy, God. I pray that your peace will overwhelm my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, that your peace will overwhelm my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand on her, God. Lay your hand on my sister, Father God. Give her a peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the middle of trouble, even in the middle of the trial, God. I thank you, Lord, that you walk with us through every valley, huh? Oh, God, that you walk with us through even the valley of the shadow of death, God, that death has no power in our lives. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for comforting those who are grieving on today, comforting those who are mourning today, God. Lord, I thank you. You said, blessed are those who mourn, because they shall be comforted. So, Lord, I just thank you for your hand of comfort being upon my sister today. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for wiping away every tear, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for removing every burden, for taking away worry and taking away stress. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for renewing my sister's strength on today, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have a hedge of protection around my sister today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will continue to strengthen my sister today, God. Take her to a new place in you, God. Oh, God, take her to a new place in you, God. Take her to a new realm in you, God. Hallelujah. I bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus off of the life of every woman under the sound of my voice. I declare and decree that Satan and the powers of darkness have no power, have no authority in your life. I declare and decree that you are blessed. I declare and decree that your children are blessed. I declare and decree on today that your money is blessed. I declare and decree right now that your business bills are paid, that God is moving supernaturally in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Ha, hallelujah. I declare and decree right now that the devil has no power over your life. I command Satan, I command every demon on assignment to take his hands off of your life, to take his hands off of your children, to take his hands off of your mind, to take his hands off of your money, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Satan, the Lord God be against you. The Lord God rebuke you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. I speak new strength to you. I speak to your spirit, man. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I come against the spirit of frustration right now. I come against the spirit of discouragement right now. I come against the spirit of disappointment and disillusionment right now. I speak the joy of the Lord. I speak laughter and joy into your life right now. In the name of Jesus, you shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. You are not going under, but you're coming out. You're going over. You are an overcomer. My God, you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. There is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. I declare, I speak to your spirit right now. I speak that you are the top and not the bottom. I speak that you are above and never beneath. I speak that you are the lender and not the borrower. I speak right now that you have the joy of the Lord emanating through your being, that you are a spirit, that you live in the body, and that you have a hallelujah, hallelujah. You have a soul, and I speak that you shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord being your strength. I speak fullness of joy. I speak fullness of joy into your life, no matter what's going on, that you have fullness of joy, ha, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for every woman near and far, every woman under the sound of my voice. I speak to every woman right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in all that you do. I speak life to every dead situation. I speak power to every hopeless situation. I speak hope to every situation of discouragement. I speak God's word that he has a great plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. In the name of Jesus, I speak harvest to every dry situation, prosperity to every situation of lack in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Success to everything that you put your hands to. God says as you delight yourself in him, as you meditate on his word, delight yourself in his word, he says he will give you good success. He says that everything that you do will prosper. Ha! Huh? You will be like a tree planted by waters, and everything that you do will prosper. So I speak success into every area of your life. I speak success over your marriage, success over your ministry, success over your, my God, your household in the name of Jesus, success over your parenting with your children. The Lord says that your seed is blessed. So I speak success to your seed. I speak to your seed right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to your seed right now. Ha, my God. My God, whether that be your children or your seed that you have planted, my God, by sowing spiritual seed, my God, I speak blessings upon every seed in your life right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon can come against your children. Your children shall prosper. Your children are coming out victorious. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has said about you. Huh? My God, God is a prayer-answering God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for being a prayer-answering God. We praise you, ha, for breaking every chain, my God, ha, break every chain, ha, break every chain, break every chain, in the lives of your people. I declare every chain broken in the name of Jesus. The shackles, being broken. The shackles off of your mind, the shackles off of your future, the shackles off of your destiny. Every shackle, I declare it broken in the name of Jesus. There are no more chains holding you back. My God, huh? My mama, what the devil meant for evil, God says, I'm turning it around. Wow. My God, Jehovah Shando, He is the Lord of the turnaround. The Lord of the turnaround. God says, I'm turning it around. I'm turning it around. I'm turning it around in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done in the life of every woman. Lord, and we pray specifically for Renee, that Sister Tina, I see that hand. We pray for Renee, even as I begin to take prayer requests in this last few minutes and even open up for others to come and pray, God. Hallelujah. We pray for Sister Renee right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for healing in her life, even as we prayed and declared the shackles of drug addiction and drug abuse being broken off of her life. We declare and decree every shackle is broken, and we pray for that unborn baby right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, and we surrender these prayers to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, daughter. Your phone line is open. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you, mother. I didn't press one, but praise God. Maybe God knew. I didn't press one as it came in, but I thank you again for that prayer for Sister Renee and praying for all the sisters today. I will, now that I'm in the host queue, I will ask you to lift my sister Kim up in prayer as I continue, my family continues to lift her up in prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, even as we're praying for women on today, God, we lift up Sister Kim right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, she is your daughter. Hallelujah. And we declare right now that she is loosed, my God, from any hindering spirits, from anything that's trying to bind her up and prevent her from walking into divine destiny. We declare and decree right now, and we touch and agree, Father God, hallelujah, that she is more than a conqueror, that her future is bright, that her present is prosperous right now in the name of Jesus. We declare right now, no matter what it looks like, that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that she is the top and not the bottom. We put a hedge of protection around her. We thank you. I speak to her spirit, man. I speak to her mind. I thank you, Lord, that you have not given her a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, in a sound mind, God. So I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bind up the hands of Satan off of her life. Any plan that he has, I annihilate his plan for her life right now. And I declare and decree, God, and we seal your plan over her life, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, to give her hope and a future. So whatever it is, God, that she's dealing with mentally, God, we speak soundness, God. Whatever's trying to torment her, whatever tormenting spirit is trying to play with her mind, whatever's trying to bring her into discouragement, God, right now we speak hope. We speak joy. We speak peace. We speak power. We speak prosperity, my God, even in the mental realm, God. Hallelujah. That Lord, even now, God, the devil can have no power, no authority, even in her thought process, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for speaking to her spirit, man. We thank you, Lord, that she is spirit. So right now, we connect with her in the spirit realm, huh? We connect with her in the spirit realm, and we say, Kim, God loves you. Hallelujah. And God has a great plan for you. Kim, I know you hear me in the spirit realm, and God has a great plan for you, and God is going to continue to bless you. I want you to know that God loves you, Kim. Hallelujah. And that his plan for prosperity, his plan for peace, his plan for joy, we speak it into existence in your life right now, Kim. In the name of Jesus, Kim, we declare and decree that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So we speak healing, Kim. We speak healing to your spirit man right now in the name of Jesus. And as your spirit man is being edified right now, we speak to your body, your soul, and we declare that you shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosperous, and we break every shackle right now off of anything that the devil is trying to use against you, Kim. And we declare right now victory in your life in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you for Kim right now, God. You sent your word. You sent your word, God, and healed them. And we declare a healing over Kim right now. We declare that she's healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, daughter. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to trust in God. Hallelujah. Because he is ever working. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you.
God
amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In this last few minutes, amen, last 6 minutes, I'm going to ask Evangelist Robinia Ali to go ahead and close out our prayer. Amen. Continue to pray. Amen. For this last 6 minutes. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Evangelist. Oh,
all right.
Yes,
I was outside. The airport planes are going by. But I would like to close out, before we close out in prayer, while you were praying, it hit my spirit about suicide. And it has to deal with what's going on today with our government. And I just wanted to rebuke the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. I just thank God for just allowing my ears to hear. Hallelujah, Lord God, and just feel very evident presence with us. So, God, in the name of Jesus, in spite of what it seems and what it looks like, our trust is in you. And I come before you on behalf of those, Lord God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sin, and I ask for mercy. I bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. And I look for peace, oh God, that the pastor will understand their peace that they have never known. But I trust, oh God, that you would speak to them, to their spirit, oh God, and that they would hear you when you speak. And, Lord God, I loose, Lord God, your Holy Spirit and your ministry angels to encamp around them, to keep them and hold them at bay. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, I just thank you for today. Thank you that you allow us to assemble ourselves together. You said, well, two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. And I feel your presence right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So, God, I'm just for my sisters and my pastor. I thank you for my pastor, Lord God, that you would encamp them, Lord God, with your anointing, and that destroys every yoke in your spirit, oh God, that will lead and guide them in the way that they should go. I thank you, Lord God, that you're meeting their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you have your hand of protection around them. And I plead the blood of Jesus. Lord God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue shall rise up against them in judgment shall be found in the wrong. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you would just allow us and strengthen them to not look at what's going on in the natural, but to keep their minds on you. You said if we keep our minds on you, you would keep us in perfect peace. And, Lord God, I thank you for that peace on today. I thank you, Lord God, that you're releasing your Holy Spirit and your ministry angels, that they're going to go, Lord God, before us. They're going to camp around from the left to the right, the front and the back. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for our government, Lord God. I put them in your hand. You said you take the whole thing you have in your hand and you would turn them wherever you will on behalf of your people, Lord God. I put the Republicans in your hand. I allow you to do what you need to do, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for allowing this to be a lesson for us, Lord God, that when we take it lightly, when we vote, who we put in position. So, Lord God, before we leave your ever presence, I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to be with us. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to call an end to this madness. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to raise up a standard. You say when the enemy comes like a flood, you raise up a standard against it. And, Lord God, we release the standard of your word to go forth in Jesus' mighty name to settle this issue. I pray for the president of this country and every thought, Lord God, and things that he does. Lord God, continue to let his spiritual advisor be his, lead him in the way, Lord God, and you be the God that the spiritual guide, Lord God, on his behalf. Whoever was mentoring him through spirituality, Lord God, let them be on one accord with you and your Holy Spirit, that they would tell him which way to go. If he falls short, Lord God, forgive him in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, we thank you for today. We thank you for this opportunity of prayer. We thank you for coming together on behalf of our sisters. And I thank you, Lord God, for just being God and all by yourself. We love you on today, and we give you all the glory, Lord God. We continue to ask for you to be who you are in our lives, and we trust you with our whole being. In Jesus' name I pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Just go ahead and just worship God for a few minutes. Just say, I love you, God. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. I'm just going to open up the phone lines for us to worship God. We worship you, O Lord. We magnify your name. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, if you will worship me, hallelujah, I will enter into your habitation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not just your spirit, not just your physical, but your spiritual habitation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify. I feel the Lord. Keep worshiping him until you fill him, until he fills you up. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. Oh God, we praise you in this midday, on this midday session. We praise you, God. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. God says, give me the fruit of your lips, the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Huh? Oh God, some of you need to be filled up again. You've been pouring out. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I inhabit the praises of my people. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. With two or more gathered in my name, I am in the presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil choke off your worship. Hallelujah. Don't let him choke off your praise. Yet will I praise you, oh God. Yet will I give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we worship you, my God. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a shifting take. My God, there's a shifting taking place. Hallelujah. Even in your where you are, where you were when you called in, God says, I've shifted you out of that place into a new place. My God, I don't know if anybody else on the prayer line has a prayer request before we go from this place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Mother.
I want to pray for Anise, Beanie. She has cancer, and a couple of sisters of mine. I'm gonna call them by name. Shakia, I want to pray for. I want to pray for Kalia. I want to pray for Robin. Those are my three prayer requests that the Lord brings in a mighty way.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Lord does what?
Bring them out in a mighty way.
Amen. Anita, Shakia.
Beanie, Shakia, and Kalia, and Aunt Robin.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for these women that Sister Lori has just lifted up their names, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her bringing them to, hallelujah, the place of prayer, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, you being a mighty God. And Sister Lori is standing in the gap for these women, oh God, for these sisters, these precious sisters that you have called us to pray every Wednesday for women, God. We are praying, Father God, for these sisters that you will bring them out in a mighty way, God. I touch and agree that you will bring them out, God, that you will send angels of mercy, that you will send ministering angels, that you will send those to speak to their hearts, that you will send, Father God, someone, Father God, that will make this word relevant to them, God, that you will send the anointing, God, to speak to them, that you will do like Paul and let them have a Damascus Road experience with you, God, that they will be shifted out in a mighty way, that they will be brought out or whatever it is that they're dealing with, Father God. Maybe they're saved, but God, maybe they're dealing with other circumstances. But Lord, we know that you are a way maker. We know, Lord, that you make a way out of no way, God. So we speak to their spirits right now, God, and we declare, Father God, healing, and we declare provision, and we declare wholeness, and we declare clarity of thought processes, and we declare, oh God, monetary provision, God, and we declare, oh God, salvation, and we declare that salvation to include deliverance, oh God, and we declare that salvation to include healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, have your way in the lives of these women, God. Bring them out, whatever it is, God, that they're dealing with, that they're grappling with, in the mighty way. Break every chain, God. Destroy every yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we know that you are able. Lord, bless Sister Lori, God, even as she's standing in the gap for these sisters, God. We just thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We ask that you would meet every need, God. Continue to encourage her, Father God, as she labors
neighbors in your vineyard, God. We bind up the hands of Satan, even, Father God, trying to come against her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare a total victory in her life. I pray, Father God, for her, Father God, that from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that she is blessed. And I pray for Sister Tina, and I pray for Evangelist Robinia Leak right now, in the name of Jesus. These three sisters, Father God, that have let their voice be heard on this prayer line on today, God, I break every yoke, destroy every yoke, destroy every yoke, come against every hindrance, come against every demonic attack, come against every assignment that's been sent against their lives, in the name of Jesus. And I declare that they are walking and orchestrated divine ordained victory, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak that their joy is full, oh God. Hallelujah. That their strength is made manifest, oh God. Hallelujah. And that your blessings, Father God, are following them, goodness and mercy, all of the days of their lives, starting with and including today. Oh God, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I thank you, Lord, for my sisters everywhere, everywhere, even as we have prayed, touching and agreeing, God, and we declare it done. And it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray for evangelism. Elizabeth Page right now, God. Will God, our elder, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life. We thank you for your hand of healing upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for that she yet has a praise in her mouth, God. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she is healed, oh God. We declare and decree that no weapons formed against her can prosper. We speak and we sing your word and we speak healing to her. We sing your word, God. Hallelujah, down to Westfield, oh God, and we speak healing over her life right now. In Jesus' name, we declare right now that she is healed, that fill her, touch her, that edify her spirit, man, oh God, even as she listens to your word, even as she declares your word, even as she has praise in her mouth, God, we just thank you, Lord, that she is more than a conqueror, God, and we declare, Father God, total healing over her life, God, even now, in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, even as we're here praying for women, we will not be remiss in praying for our pastor, Anthony Simmons, Pastor Anthony, on today, God, even as he's out on the road, continue to, Father God, pour into him, continue to replenish him, continue, Father God, to lift him up, even as Evangelist Robinia has already prayed for us, God. I touch and agree with her prayer, God. Put a hedge of protection around our man, oh God. Keep him, Father God, protected from all hindrances and all demonic assignments and attacks. We come against the spirit of retaliation, God, and we just thank you and we praise you for his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Man.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Wow. Wow. I want to thank you, ladies, for coming and touching and agreeing with me during this time of prayer. Let us not grow weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let's continue. Let us continue to sow to the things of the Spirit. Amen. Not looking at the things of the flesh, not looking at our circumstances, not being concerned about what is or is not happening in our lives. Let us continue to trust God because he is the way maker. My God, the old saints say he will make a way out of no way. Amen. Out of what appears to be no way, our God is able. Amen. So God bless you all. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you. Amen. And I'm going to play the joy of the Lord, but I want you to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And know that Pastor Emily and Anthony and I love you. Amen. And to all the women who are listening to the archives, to all the women who are listening to the archives, God loves you. Amen. And we love you also, me, myself, and the women gathered here on this prayer line love you. And we invite you to join us on any given Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time by calling 646-652-4832. Let us pray with you and let us pray for you as you pray for and with us. Amen. So God bless you, ladies. I love you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Amen. And remember, the joy of the Lord, Tamil and ma'am, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's go out with the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I got no
while she's singing, let me not be remiss in inviting you to come out, amen, to our services at 1452 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, amen. And we'll be there tonight, amen. We'll be there tonight at 7:30 p.m. So come out at 7:30 p.m. to be a part of the word explosion. There's power in the word of God. Amen. And then join us on tomorrow night as we do our restoration Bible study and fellowship for anybody who's dealing with any type of addiction. Amen. And then again on Sunday at 12:30 is our worship service, New Creation Christian Ministries, 1462 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Again, our worship service is at 12:30 p.m. Our women's conference is coming up next week, next Friday at 7:30 p.m. We will be starting our women's conference. You can hit me up on Facebook at Pastor Rebecca Simmons to find out more information about that. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. Again, I say, and serve the Lord.